You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Finally.
Yeah, a little bit of a long week, huh?
Oh my.
I don't know why. Ty, why is that sometimes? It's like.
It's sometimes
boom,
it
boom,
isn't.
And then, yeah.
Yeah. It's just. It's man, weird, I don't know. So. It's very long week.
Is that crazy?
Yeah. I. They're like that. You know, sometimes I'm like, are you kidding? It's just Wednesday.
I know.
Like I'm done after Tuesday.
I know.
It's like, wait a minute.
I know.
But there's some people that our age that take a day off a week. You know, take, I don't work Wednesdays. Okay, that's cool. Like doctors and stuff, not like radio people, but just
all right.
Someday. Hey, last night, I just plugged for the Tarleton. We had so much fun there. The jazz music. I don't know if you like jazz music.
I do. But,
okay, they had the UWGB jazz band play, and then it took a little break, and then they had the Green Bay jazz band play, which is like the upper level. But did you ever go to a show where the opening act was like as good? You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh, I've done just, that. They were both awesome.
Yeah. And I would like to know who some of them were. I've gone to concerts where, you know, in country concerts, that first person only plays like two songs.
Yeah.
And thinking to myself, I'd like to hear more from them versus that next guy.
We saw, remember when Rascal Flatts was here?
Yeah.
Who opened it? And didn't he kind of steal the show a little bit?
That's what I mean. I've been to concerts with that.
Yeah. This wasn't that last night. I just say that there wasn't. They were both like, they could have been equals.
Yeah.
It was that college band at UWGB, that jazz band, they are really, really good. So, hey, we had a lot of fun there. And that Carlton is such a, I told you that this morning, is such a nice place. Food was great. It was packed.
Good.
So, what did you do?
I was at Epic for Operation Song last night.
Yeah, that's cool.
Very, very, very cool. Very touching. Some of these guys telling the story, like this one guy that got up and lost a leg in Vietnam and told his story and everything. And, you know, different guys, really nice story put together by the daughters of a friend of mine from Oneida. And I'm going to be talking with her a bunch. He ran the Purple Heart Association, George Greendeer, out of Oneida. And then he passed away. But I was talking with his daughter. I told her, I said, okay, you're just want to make me feel old, don't you? Just, John Mush is, oh my God, I can't believe this. Because I grew up with you, listening to you. It's like, okay.
enough, yeah.
So, you have to say the growing up part.
So we both missed the Brewers game.
Yeah. But I was following it on my phone.
Oh.
Heartbreaker, man. Heartbreaking. Wow.
I was surprised how many people I know who were there last night. Obviously it was sold out, but that's kind of a long drive home.
Oh, man. After
you know
a night game. I used to go once in a while to Bucks games. I had a buddy that was a really good Bucks fan. It's like that drive home was a killer.
Yeah.
And I went to a night Badger game, basketball game. And same type of thing. That in the winter and that drive home from Madison.
That's a tough drive.
But yeah, that Brewer, man, oh, just heartbreak. Their bats just weren't working this series though.
Yeah.
This whole couple of weeks. Their bats just got quiet.
But they had those two back-to-back home runs. And
right.
You're like, oh, my God, this is going to end really well.
But they couldn't put together, you know, okay, a base hit. Oh, now a double. And then, you know, another base. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They couldn't. They call it the picket fence thing. Get guys on base and score one at a time.
Yeah.
They weren't able to put together any rallies like that. I mean, all their runs have been home runs the last two games.
Yeah. And, I mean, give them credit. The Mets didn't have anything until the ninth anyway, right?
I know. Nothing.
Nothing. They didn't have
nothing.
So I was just reading some stuff just on this morning. People are mad that he put in a different pitcher at the end.
You know what? That's always going to be the case. Whenever it doesn't work, doesn't matter. You could put in, you know, the greatest reliever in history. Why did you make the change?
There was a lot of that, though, Jim.
I know, but that's the easiest thing to second guess to. And that does, but I mean, these managers, I mean, they put in, you know, Willie Peralta, you know, a starter. put him in. At this time of year, man, they pull out all the stops they possibly can because there is no tomorrow, and there literally now is no tomorrow till next spring for the Brewers.
And that's such a long, you know.
Yeah, that's a long time to think about it.
And, I know.
But it's one, you know, I give the Brewers so much credit. I mean, Christian Yelich was on his way to one of his greatest seasons ever. I mean, he was MVP a few years back, and he was phenomenal. And then he got that back injury in June and put him on the shelf.
Yeah.
And then the relievers got hurt. And so I give them a lot of credit for just being scrappy.
Yeah.
And just
those were the words I used last night. The scrappy team.
It's a scrappy team.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Yeah. They'd find a way to kind of get it done. And last night, just, ugh. I mean, that's baseball, but it's like, wow, what a kick in the.
Yeah, that's cool, though, when the scrappy teams kind of find a way.
Absolutely.
You know, that's like exciting. I don't, like I told you yesterday, I'm not big.
But that's why the Tigers, I mean, obviously I grew up with the Tigers and everything, but that's why they're a real scrappy team too. And them against the Brewers would have just been the greatest World Series in my lifetime as far as for my interest-wise. Because a lot of times there's a World Series and I couldn't care less about, you know, Florida Marlins.
And Texas.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. You're from Houston and I couldn't care less. But, man, the Brewers and the Tigers would have been just phenomenal. Yeah. Ah. Oh, well.
Odd day in Wisconsin yesterday, wasn't it? You know, in Ripon. I know we don't talk politics, but I just think that's really interesting. You know, Ripon, of course, everybody knows is the birthplace of the Republican Party. And, you know, the vice president was there with Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
Which has got a lot of media exposure.
I'll
because
bet.
there's just so many dynamics in there. Just the two of them and then Ripon, Wisconsin, and Wisconsin being such a pivotal state, you know, the 10 electoral votes, where's it going to go? That was just super interesting. I it's all about, you know, who's got the better story, you know, and, you know, Trump goes to these college ball games and now he's going to North Carolina on the ground to look at the hurricane stuff. And, you know, they're like, well, you know, that's just a distraction. We're going to fly over. You know, who's going to get more media attention? That's what it's all about. It's just they don't talk policy. It's just all, where are the cameras?
So anyway. Lisa was there, our news director.
Oh.
So she was there. And also Jesse went to cover it for us.
Yeah, I know Jesse was going, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jesse didn't get back to Green Bay till 12:45 last night.
Wow.
This morning.
Wow. And you know, he didn't know where Ripon was.
No. I mean, he's not from the area,
no,
right?
I said, Jesse, you ever been to Ripon? He goes, no, this is my first time. I mean, oh, okay.
So that poor guy.
It's a drive.
Good cookies.
I've known Lisa a long time. That poor kid rode in a car with Lisa from Oshkosh to Ripon. And afterward, he said, I said, how was the car ride? He goes, you could have warned me. But I just, big hats off to Lisa and he for going. And, you know, whoever you vote for right now, it's a history-making time.
Absolutely.
It is. Something like that is huge.
Yeah, no question.
I thought that was
no question.
Whoever came up with that. And, you know, that's what they got people sitting around. What if we do this? What if we do that? So, yeah, interesting.
How many presidents have you met?
List them off for me. I'll give you a bell on each one.
Yeah.
Well, for sure, Clinton. I met him when he was here.
You met Obama.
Oh, totally. About a number of times.
Bush.
I met both Bushes.
Trump.
Oh, you met both?
Yeah.
Okay. You met Trump?
Oh, yeah.
So how many is that
so far?
Well,
who did I miss? I missed everybody
Reagan?
From Clinton. No.
Carter?
No. My daughter met him.
Kennedy?
Ever hung out with Nixon? I am not a crook.
He was here.
He was in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Well, when? I mean, I know when they dedicated the stadium.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, not when he was president?
No.
No.
Well, no. No, he's vice. I don't know the visits that well when they're, because, you know, when they become president, it's like, oh, he was here. He was the president, but he wasn't. Like Kennedy, right? He was here, but he was not the president. He was a senator. So anyway.
Yeah, but you still met him.
Well, I met everybody since Clinton.
Since Clinton.
And that number I've
not Jimmy Carter?
Clinton a number of times. No, but no, I didn't meet Jimmy Carter. I did not. I saw Reagan, you know, he went to see Sugar Babies in New York, Mickey Rooney. Did you see that? You didn't see that.
Yeah, I was there at Sugar Babies in New York with Mickey Rooney. Hung out.
That was pretty popular back in the early 80s.
He's a great guy to hang with.
Wonder what he was really like.
Who, Reagan or Mickey Rooney?
Well, both. But
Mickey Rooney died broke.
Yeah.
That dude, oh, man, he was at the track.
You think we got
that? Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should hang a picture of Mickey Rooney right in front of you guys when you're talking about
away.
Your bets.
stay
you
away.
You can see your future.
Right.
Don't become like Mickey Rooney.
I'm Jim Schmidt.
Yeah.
Don't become like Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney was my hero.
Yeah.
He died broke and destitute. Why?
Because of
gambling on Packers games.
Well, he was more into the horses, I think.
Daniel Lindicky. By the way, special announcement of our in-studio guest
today.
Yes,
that's awesome.
So, Football Friday. We love this day because it's music day, it's football day, it's all kinds of fun stuff. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sportsman. By the way, Mark's going to be proud of me. 220. 220.
Nice job.
220. 220.
That's excellent.
I only weigh myself seriously on Fridays.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
So the big announcement?
220.
Forget the other part. I just want to tell you
with this guy coming in.
So for our Football Friday segment, Packer Throwback, this person will not be on the phone. This person will be in studio. The magic man, Don Majkowski.
Yes.
Will be in here with us.
That'd be fun.
It's a weird thing how this happened. So Ty Detmer was going to be our guest, and it was all great, good to go. I get a call yesterday, right before I leave for the thing. You go, Mano, Ty. Hey, Ty, how you doing? Hey, man, I might have to take a rain check with you. I said, oh, okay. You know, I go, everything okay? Nah, I got to get emergency rotator cuff surgery at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Wow.
I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I was kind of messing around with one of my high school football players I coach, and I stiff-armed him, and I tore my rotator cuff. Yeah.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
So I called Majkowski and asked if he would come in.
We had talked to him earlier in the morning, right?
Right. And he said, next week we'll do it, and he's coming in today.
That's awesome.
So you know who's going to be the most excited?
Dennis.
I'm just going to Dennis and him, because they're good friends. Yeah. Got to text her, call it what it is. All they had to do was win two at home, and they couldn't do it. You're right. I mean, home field advantage. You got to win in the playoffs at home. You got to. But, oh, well. But, yeah, we got a full lineup here today. And we got John Kramer is with him last night. He's going to be leaving on that flight of champions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he talked about
which is going to be very cool.
Right.
Mark Hewson, of course, Bell and Sports Medicine. Teddy Stefaniak talking high school football. Don Majkowski. And, of course, Dennis with our very special guest, our musician, Kurt Gunn. Kurt Gunn will be in the house today. Beautiful morning out there. A little chilly. 52 Ooh. In Green Bay, 51 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh. But it's going to be like 70, right? High 60s at least.
High 60s. It's 70 today. Tomorrow's going to be great. Sunny.
It feels colder than 52.
It does. I thought the same thing.
Yeah. It was cold. I told Todd when I got here. It's cold out there. I'm
wearing a
Hawaiian
shirt.
You know what today is?
What?
Vodka Day.
I know. It's John Mino's
favorite
day of the year.
We'll talk more about that when we come back. Mino
we'll
the Mariner, Friday morning. Just get warmed up.
Monday's blue. Tuesday's gray and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Here on a good-looking Friday morning. Once again, John Kramer coming in from Times Press. Talking about he's going to the Flight of Champions, which is a very cool entity. Mark Hewson, Belton Sports Medicine, Teddy Stefaniak. Showdown. We got a great high school football game tonight. We're going to be in Neenah. Kimberly against Neenah. A couple of high-powered programs there in a beautiful stadium. Don Majkowski, as I mentioned, the magic man, will be in the house. And I told you the story about the rotator cuffs.
Yes.
And so he'll be filling in for Ty Detmer today. And Ty will probably be with us next week on the phone. But Don Majkowski will be here in studio with us. Dennis from the Glam Band, of course. And our Heights Pub and Parlor, Kurt Gunn, will be our performer today. I got a texture from Terry. Windy tomorrow in Madison, but 80 degrees. Okay. Going to the Badger-Purdue game. Terry.
Oh, that'd be a fun game. That'd be a good game.
They'll beat them. They'll beat Purdue.
We need a win.
Yeah, Purdue just fired their offensive coordinator, who used to play for the Packers, Graham Harrell. He was a backup quarterback for a few years. He came in because I don't think they do it anymore. What was the traffic club, Jim? I could never figure out the Green Bay Traffic Club. But they would put on an event every year for the rook, where they'd have people come out and meet the rookies. It was in the atrium. I hosted it a couple of times. I remember hosting it the year Graham Harrell, Clay Matthews, Brian Bulaga. It was that group of rookies.
I went to that, but it was just over...
Jan Quarles.
It was just a party with the players. It wasn't at the atrium. It was just at this bar. Right on the water down here. On the trail.
Fratello's?
No, on this side. On this side of the river. I don't even know if it's open anymore. But you go down that little hill and there's, on the water. I'll think about it. Anyway, I went there and all the rookies were there.
Oh,
and,
same type of thing.
I think it was smaller. Atrium. Was it open to the public?
Yeah. I mean, you bought tickets, you bought tables and everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a traffic club. Todd just put a thing up. The Green Bay Traffic Club was founded in 1933.
Wow.
Currently consists of approximately 200 members. As a member of the Green Bay Traffic Club, you get the opportunity to attend events, network with members of the transportation industry residing in northeastern Wisconsin.
Okay. Well, how fun is that?
Yeah. Seemed like a great group. But Graham Harrell was just fired by Purdue as their offensive coordinator.
Oh.
But I had zero idea these guys were making this much money. He was the highest paid coordinator. Okay.
This is college.
Yeah. $1 million a year.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
$1 million for an assistant coach. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, also today is Smile Day, Cinnamon Roll Day. Is there anything that smells better than hot cinnamon rolls?
No.
There isn't anything.
Well, in the morning, garlic in the evening.
Yeah, good point.
But cinnamon is right up there with garlic.
I mean, my mom just used to make those ones out of the roll. You know, you just get that little doughboy, the Pillsbury doughboy things. Those were great, man. Love those.
Yeah.
Kids Music Day. Very cool. Very important thing. Truckers Day. Today's Truckers Day?
Today's Truckers Day.
Oh, I thought the other day was Truckers Day.
It was Truckers Month or something.
Oh, I like it. Truckers Day and Good Buddy Day.
Which is tied into the CB radio and Truckers.
When I had a CB radio, I would say Good Buddy to everybody that came on with me. I really did. So I mentioned it's Vodka Day. You know what I'd like to do? I've never been to one of those. There's a place in Door County or Kewaunee or Algoma. Don't they have a vodka
distillery?
Yeah.
Yep. Door County wine or something.
You can
like
taste
that.
All different types.
You got to do that tour.
I've never done that.
Yeah. There's an awesome vodka place in Vegas. She climbs up and gets you the vodka you want. It's just it's a huge wall of, you name it, every kind of vodka out there. That's fun.
Door Peninsula Winery. Go there.
That's it. Yeah, because I remember seeing the signs.
You can go on the tour. You go in the room. He shows you how it's made. You get a taste a little bit. Right?
Sure.
And it's haunted.
Oh, here we go.
So.
Here we go.
Had some stuff move in
here
that place.
Here we go. It's also Manufacturing Day. Birthday-wise, Alicia Silverstone is 48. John Sakata is 63. Susan Sarandon is 78.
We were talking about Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
And Susan Sarandon in that movie.
Yes.
Last week or the week before.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
I want to find that place in Vegas.
We'll leave that one right there.
That's all I have to say.
Okay, I have to ask you something, Todd. Your ghost thing.
Yeah.
Your ghost hunter. Is that the same as paranormal activity?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, basically.
Same.
So ghost hunting is investigating the paranormal.
Okay. Okay.
Why?
Okay.
You think you got a ghost in your apartment?
No. So this lady who's a really great friend of mine, okay? I was talking to her last night at the thing. She's actually the mom of a really great friend of mine, but she's a great friend too, okay? She said she talks to those in the beyond.
Okay.
That they reach out to her.
Yep.
People pay a lot of money to hear somebody.
I'd never met anybody. She's a real sincere person. This isn't like some whatever. I've known her for years, and her daughter is one of my best friends and our family's best friends. And she was telling me last night at the event, she talks to dead people.
Like ghosts. But there's a lady in Madison that a friend of mine went to see her because he just so missed somebody who passed away. And yeah, that's...
Okay, she does that.
That's pretty cool.
We should have her on the show.
I'd be glad to.
And then listeners can call in and maybe she could give a couple of things. If she's up for it.
We can ask. We've all lost loved ones.
Yeah.
Let's ask them to talk to our, dads.
It's amazing when you find somebody who really is connected. I mean, I've seen the work of some of these people, and it's amazing to me how spot on they can be. I mean, like, I got a phone call one day, and it was from a friend of mine who says that she has these. And she said, your mom wanted me to tell you that she remembers the yellow carpeting and the big TV. And so here's what's interesting about that. Earlier that morning, I was going through pictures. It was right after my mom died. And there was a picture of me on Christmas morning, 1977, laying on the floor in the shag carpeting, gold carpeting, in front of the big TV.
Really? Yeah,
just that morning.
And she'd never seen that picture.
No, she's only known me for a couple of years.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
You're like, wow. So here's me. You know, you're like, oh my God. Maybe there was somebody reaching
out. I
want to
talk to my Uncle Nacho, see how he's doing with the homemade wine.
See if he left anything for you buried someplace,
yeah, exactly.
Or a little cash or something.
A little something for the effort. Wow. Yeah.
That would be very, very cool.
I mean, I'll bring her
someone
in anytime.
She
lives in Deep Pier.
And ask her how comfortable she would be. Like, what is she going to do here? She can tell us about what she does, or will she actually connect with someone if we ask her? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Don't want to.
I do.
I mean, no matter what. It'd be cool just to have her on here because, I mean, who wouldn't want to talk to someone that's not here?
We'll have her in.
And bigger than that, it helps some people believe there's something after this.
Right.
I mean, how sad is it for people who think this is it?
Right.
You know, so, I mean, that's, get her on here because
that doesn't make me sad because I can't imagine anything being better than this.
I sometimes think that.
So
I do.
I think that.
Oh, I think.
Not this, like not you and me.
No,
this.
You.
No,
yeah,
the
yeah,
whole,
me, no,
the
my
kids
whole life
and
right
all
now,
that, yeah,
sitting right here, it can't be better than this. I'm okay. I'm okay if there's nothing else.
Yeah. Wait till
you
see
the pinnacle of life.
Yeah.
Mine on the mirror.
It's a 5-hour show with you guys in the afterlife.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Apple Store or Google Play Store, and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. And a good looking, but chilly, if you're sending the kids out to the bus stop. Bundle them up a little bit. 52 in Green Bay, 51 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh.
It's not that cold.
It's that cold. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. Right now, get zero interest for up to 36 months. Certain restrictions apply. Ends October 31st. Get started today at PellaWI.com. And joining us right now, our good buddy John Kramer from the Press Times, who was doing a nice article, I'm sure, last night, and photo essay on Operation Song at the Epic.
First of all, thanks for the opportunity to get to that with you and share your table.
Great having you there.
It was a very emotional, moving evening.
How about the Vietnam veteran who lost his leg?
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, you know, I've said this a number of times. You know, I was gone. I was deployed over a 9-year period, 6 years, but I still can't comprehend what our forefathers have gone through. You know, my chief complaint was it's really hot. The internet sucks, you know, and it's just mind-boggling for me to even think about.
Well, you know what, the Vietnam guys too. You know, it's but you know what's so funny, John? You are 100% exactly the same as literally 100% of the people I've interviewed, especially the World War II guys, because no matter what they went through, somebody else always had it worse. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It's like when I talked to a guy in the Pacific in World War II. He goes, "Well, we didn't have it as bad as those poor guys in like the Battle of the Bulge." And
right.
So, Battle of the Bulge. Well, we didn't have it. I mean, those guys, the jungles. I mean, they got malaria and this and that. And but every, you know what I mean? Each one, never, not one of them said. And I'm not. You can find guys who will say they had the worst. We can find. But the majority always say, "Man, those guys had it rough."
Yeah. Well, I got all my fingers and toes. You know, I left a little bit of my sanity in the sand over there. But other than that, I'm doing all right.
Well, glad to hear it. The respect you have for those guys is immense. But talk about this trip you're making tomorrow.
Yeah, so our good friend Bill Denny, Fluffy from Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns.
Who, Jim? Who, what? What? Who always wants me to sing Fly Me to the Moon when they perform?
No, who played at my daughter's wedding.
But I'm just saying, okay. He always wants me to perform.
He never told me that. So, okay, John.
So he reached out to me a while back, and he goes, hey, is the Press Times covering this? I'm like, well, I don't know. So I reached out to my editor. I'm like, hey, are we covering the Flight of Champions? And my editor replied back. She, I asked, can I do it? She goes, well, you're the first one I thought of. So after that, I reached out to the folks from Flight of Champions and sent an email. I sent a voice message. Hey, any chance that I could fly with you? I'm a veteran myself. I'd love the opportunity to cover this for the Press Times. And it was probably a couple weeks later that Paula from the group there reached out to me, and she's, hey, sorry for not getting back to you, but we kind of run down who you are first before.
Yeah.
We,
so a little background check.
So yeah, my good friend Troy Streckenbach put in a good word for me, and I guess there was an email floating around with my name in it. And speaking of Troy,
somebody just texted in. Jim, was that Jimmy C's?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where they had the rookies.
Okay.
One year that we went, and there was a party there, but I don't think it was not open to the public, but it was. I want to talk about John, but that rookie thing, the look in their eyes, and you know that most of them are going to get cut.
Yeah.
And it's just, they're just the nicest people.
Absolutely.
Kind of impressed to meet the mayor, and I'm like, look, this, I mean, those guys go on to be unbelievably successful, financially and just such role models. But anyway, I really enjoyed that, but yeah, not a lot of them.
Well, the one I did too, they didn't want to be there. They were just self-conscious, kind of, almost like paraded around, kind of like, you know what I mean?
Right,
and
and
you're right. I mean, a bunch of them knew they were going to get cut, so they made the most of it.
Yeah.
But that's even when we had those players last week at the football game at Westy Pier. And, we can sit here and criticize somebody or whatever. Then when you get face-to-face with them, it's like,
oh, man,
they're just these nice young kids.
They are.
Like the Packer kicker. He looks like he should be kicking for Kimberly tonight. You know what I mean? It's like we rip these guys like they're just young kids, but whatever.
They're all people too, and it's just
absolutely.
And it's just a game.
Absolutely.
It is just a freaking game.
Absolutely.
Hey, so this flight that you're going on tomorrow, you're going with a group of veterans.
Yes, sir.
And to DC.
Yes, sir.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I've been to DC before, but I never had a chance to really get around and see it.
As a tourist?
As a tourist. So it's going to be an awesome opportunity for me personally. And then to have a chance to interact with some of these veterans
and
speak with them and learn a little bit more about them. And
are these younger veterans? Because, when those flights started with the other group, it was all World War II and Korea and, and obviously we've lost many of them.
Sure.
But these are more of the Iraq, Afghanistan, Middle East type veterans?
No.
Okay.
No, they're still Vietnam veterans, Korea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't have the specific numbers on that, but I'll provide that
in
my story for the Press Times.
Yeah, I can't wait. When's it going to run then, do you know?
So it'll run, the Press Times comes out on Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it'll run next
fantastic.
Next Friday.
Man, your pictures, your photos in that paper have just been phenomenal.
Well, thanks.
I mean, seriously, you've captured a lot of really cool things around the area.
Yeah.
And I think that's really neat.
Well, we talked about this before, phenomenal experience over at NWTC and learning the craft.
Did you and Jim hang out in the smoker's lounge?
No, I never found him.
Okay. Wait, no.
It's not legal yet, John.
It's a teacher's lounge.
Wait a minute. I thought that was one of your first orders of business when you were mayor was to create a smoking lounge at City Hall.
My first order of business was to close the smoking lounge.
Oh, was it? I thought it was to start one.
No, I closed it.
Oh.
I turned it into a yoga room.
No one's been in that room since.
That's probably true. No, I did. I did not like. Yeah, I did. And that was one of the first things. I got like a little award for that from, I don't know, somebody, something, some health group. But is there a smoking lounge at TC?
No, I don't think there is.
Because now he wants to go there. Yeah.
No, I'm going to close the damn thing.
Do they have cocktails?
Wow. Hey, wonderful seeing your wife last. I don't think I've seen her since your wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gigi. I was talking. I was going around the table and saying, okay, this person was deployed there. This person was deployed there. And Gigi was a nurse at a military base.
Not a nurse.
I know.
Why do you keep saying that?
I don't know, John. I don't know, okay?
If it gets in John's head, it's
and
not
she goes, no, I wasn't a nurse. I worked for the State Department. I deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm like, oh.
I've told you that 100 times, but okay.
So she She is a Mexican citizen that works for our U.S. consulate in Juarez, the State Department. So she deployed with our State Department as a Mexican citizen to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, very incredible.
I thought she was your nurse when you were getting treatment down at the hospital there.
No.
Why did I think that?
I don't know.
Why did I think that?
Some movie you watched.
That's what I was going to say, some movies. Yeah, too many episodes of MASH. I don't know.
Right. I swear to God, that's what I thought.
No, we don't doubt that. Wow.
Wow. But
so,
cool.
John, it said leaving tomorrow morning,
very early,
dark o'clock, and then you're coming back tomorrow night?
Coming back tomorrow night. Yeah, it's going to be, it'll be a long day, but to hopefully catch a couple
Austin's
of these.
Austin's
travel? Yep. Everything's out of here, flying out, coming back. You know, I recommend jumping on Facebook or the Flight of Champions website, and they'll give you all the information.
That's
what I'm saying.
If somebody wanted to do that.
Yeah, so that's what it's all about, is welcoming these guys back home, because there's a lot of these soldiers, service members, didn't have a chance to get welcomed home properly. So it's an opportunity for the community to welcome these folks back and give them a little love that they deserve.
Well, I mean, like the local units, like 432nd and the 32nd Division here, you know, when they went over, they go as a unit, they come back as a unit. So, you know, the community has a chance to do that. But a lot of those guys, I mean, Vietnam guys and that, I mean, I've talked to guys that were literally in the jungle with Viet Cong around them, and chopper comes in to bring in things, and they get their orders, okay, you're done, you get to go home, and literally they get on that helicopter, and within 48 hours, they're sleeping in their old bedroom.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Because now we have a big out processing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They had zero, and they literally would wake up, it's like, am I dreaming? I'm in my bedroom. What's going on? 48 hours ago, I had Viet Cong shooting at me.
That would shake you up enough. Just that right there.
Absolutely.
The trauma of that.
Absolutely.
As positive as it is, that's trauma.
There was no decompression aspect of it.
Yeah. So even for us, there's, you know, little culture shock coming back, but not like that.
I mean, and even the World War II guys, they said, it took us like 2 or 3 weeks sometimes on the ship to come back.
Yeah.
So they all got the chance to
decompress a little bit.
Decompress amongst themselves.
And especially if you didn't even know it was coming. You know what I mean? Like if you knew, but in and of itself is like, wow. And then,
Exactly. So that's why this is cool that you guys do this. And have you been to the Korean War monument?
No.
That is the coolest one of the bunch. Whoever that sculpture was captured those guys so vividly. It's unbelievable. You gotta go to that one.
Yeah, I've seen it. I'm just the whole experience, get a chance to see the veterans interact.
I've never seen the wall.
Yeah. That'll be
I got to go there and see the wall.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of guys' names I'd like to scratch. Yeah. You know, from my book, you know, because I did the Gold Star Families.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool to do. I wouldn't do that.
Well, reach out to the Flight of Champions folks, and I'm sure they'd...
Yeah, I'd come along.
They got room for me, and I'm sure they can make room for you.
Right? That'd be fun. That'd be great. But great stuff you got going with this career, John. I'm really impressed.
Thanks. It's been a little bit of a change, you know, leaving the Army, but, you know, you got to find something that you're passionate in. And
you were in the Army since what age?
So I actually got in a little bit older. So,
I know you did.
So I was 24.
24, okay.
Yeah.
And you stayed for how many years?
I was in a little bit over 30.
Wow, that's phenomenal. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So do you know a lot of people who are going tomorrow? Are they all from our community? Or are they from
I know there's three guys from like Green Bay. So I already tracked down those folks. And I'm going to, that's what the Press Times is about, is hyper local. So I'll focus on those gentlemen. So.
You know, I don't mean to switch subjects on something else here, but something I want to keep harping on, and I know you will too, the burn pits.
Yep.
The burn pits. It's Agent Orange all over again from Vietnam.
Yep.
And our government and our media kind of ignored it for a lot of years. And we can't do that with the burn pits.
No, there's a burn pit registry out there, and I don't really know exactly what that does beyond gathering data, but my cancer was attributed to something I was exposed to, you know, more likely than not on one of my deployments.
And very possibly your good friend who
Chris,
I was with when I came over?
Yep, Chris D'Antoine definitely passed away from something he was exposed to in one of his deployments, and there's been a couple of other folks that have come down with cancer, and so it's definitely a thing.
Our government needs to really look into that. Get ahead of this.
So the VA made a lot of stuff that's now presumptive. So if you have this, there's no question of, oh, well, did you get it while you're in? It's like an automatic, bam, you're going to be compensated.
Because how many years did the government deny it? 40?
Well,
Agent Orange.
Agent Orange, yeah. I mean, that's
at least 40 years.
Forever.
Completely denied it. Completely.
Yeah.
It's like I've got these big welts all over my body that I've never had before, and my kidneys aren't working, and yet, ah, well.
Right.
Didn't have anything to do with Agent Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad that it's...
It is.
They waited for him to die. And
that's
then,
what I mean. So that's what I'm going to bang that drum for as loudly as I can.
Yep.
So.
But they are collecting data, which is a step in anything.
Yep.
Right?
And like I said,
you got to collect.
That changing things to presumptive is a huge step right. also.
That's awesome.
So at least they're working on it.
Well, John, you sure are a great representative of Army alumni or whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
John, is there anything you're really looking forward to seeing? You say you've been to D.C. and, you know, been a lot of times, but is there something you really, really want to see or do, or is it just more the whole experience?
I think the whole experience, and like I said, just have the opportunity to capture these veterans interacting with something that's so important to them.
Totally agree.
And it's going to be, pretty emotional, probably be some tears.
Oh, and they really do a good job of honoring. I mean, the wall to, that World War II thing is, that's pretty cool.
And just seeing these guys get a chance to come home too. And
right.
our good friend Bill Denny, his band from Denmark Middle School will be there.
Welcome, that's cool.
Oh, that's
welcome to the
neat.
Folks home. So.
And this is tomorrow night.
Yep, it's tomorrow.
What time do you think it'll be at the airport?
They were asking people to get there about 7:30.
Okay.
And then it'll be sometime after that.
So. Yeah. Awesome.
You know, you never know with flights on the exact time.
Can't wait to see your pictures.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to start posting them early on, or
no,
you wait till the article comes out?
Yeah, I'll wait till the article comes out.
All right. John Kramer, great having you here, buddy.
Thanks, John.
Proud of
Thanks.
You. Proud to call you a great friend of mine.
Yes, sir.
For everything you do for our community, our country.
And friend of the show, too.
And a friend of the show.
Oh, yeah. Friend of the show.
Yeah, I love your text.
Do I get a t-shirt with that or something?
Absolutely.
Oh, I already got one.
No? All right.
Well, get the press times here first.
It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. So your t-shirt.
I line it up for you.
You're the man. Back.
All right, John.
Right after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Thank you, John Kramer, special guest. Press Times photographer heading out on the Flight of Champions to Washington, D.C. tomorrow. And as he mentioned, Bill from Big Mouth and his band will be out there to welcome them back. What did he say, 7 o'clock, 7?
Bill.
45?
Big Mouth's not going to be there. Bill and the high school band that he conducts.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, but Bill from
Big Mouth. Which would be great. I mean, the youth needs to see that.
And that's a great band. I've done their Veterans Day thing for years and years, and it's just just incredible.
Yeah. John, have you seen, and I know we've talked about it on the show, but it seems like the generation of students now really, when they hear these stories, when they actually hear from these veterans, they're really moved by it.
No question. No question. But you know what's cool, too, is they've, I think just the wave of, like, honoring our veterans and things like that, getting down to, it's let's put it this way. It's not like the kids now learning about the Revolutionary War. Okay,
right.
That's great to learn and all that thing, but you can't touch it and feel it, okay? Mm-hmm. But, like, at Denmark Middle School, what they do is every single student can bring a picture in of a relative of theirs who served.
Right.
And they do a big presentation with music. I bet it's at least 20 minutes long, showing their family. I mean, there's so much pride then for these kids to be able to show, that's my dad, that's my uncle, that's my whatever up there on screen. You know, because they might know them as this guy that works in the mill or whatever, no disrespect to anything.
Yep.
But to see them in uniform and that whole thing, it's like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Instead of the textbook, to really see it. Like,
exactly.
You know who did that? Furman Plaza. No,
Pearl Harbor veteran.
Pearl Harbor. And I'll give the veterans a lot of credit for reaching out more. I mean, I don't remember a veteran coming to my school when I was a kid.
Zero. My era was very, and I hate to say this, I don't want to say, in a small blue-collar town, it's not a problem, but it was kind of, you know, the military wasn't considered... It was almost considered one of those two things almost. It's like, oh, the poor guy, he got drafted. You know, because I can name lots of people. They went to school for a while to stay out of the draft. They had no interest in college. And they flunked out or dropped out or whatever. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you got that. Or you got the guys from, I don't want to say the wrong side of the tracks, but, you know, kind of like the hoods who, you know. What? So those were kind of, you know, part of the thing. Versus now, where it's such a different entity.
Right.
It was. Lawyers, it's almost doctors. Like if somebody joined the military back in my high school days, it's like, why? You know, Vietnam was going on, and they're talking about drug problems, and, you know, and So I will give our entire, you know, military entity a lot of credit for the way they turned things down, because it was rock bottom.
Yeah.
Because I had thought about enlisting, okay, because my three brothers all did.
Right.
I thought, you know what, that's the way, you know, go in for a couple of years. That's all you had to do then, a couple of years, and basically your college was paid for. And it's like, yeah, that's, you know, I could do that. But when I was talking to my buddies, and they said the drug and race problems in some of these camps were so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they were carrying weapons. This was in the United States. I'm not talking in Vietnam. I'm talking in the United States at some of the bases. Mm-hmm. The race issues and drug problems were so bad that guys were secretly carrying weapons.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like, why, you know, at that point, why were you going to join?
And if, yeah, and maybe that's the way we were not taught, but thought. But today, I do think it's still a little bit of history for these kids, especially Vietnam. And boy, if somebody can come into the school and say, look, this is what I did. They're like, you did it?
Yeah,
you
know, exactly. That's like, what I mean. Wow, that's it's cool. Not, it's not a teacher telling you what George Washington did at Cornwall or wherever. Yeah,
here's this picture of this guy.
Here's this guy who did it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that first person. And he was great about World War II and the Vietnam guys. And I think, you know, like you said, Afghanistan, we just have to get in and remind these kids, you know, and remind us too as adults.
Absolutely.
It's real.
Yep. Got a nice text here. I'll be soloing with Denmark's middle school band tomorrow night. Should be a lot of fun. Kevin Van Ness.
Oh, that's
soloing.
That
what does he mean by solo? I mean, I know
he's
solo,
he just leaves everybody else at home. He's just the man. Spotlight, just lock it on me. No, he is so good. I just, you know, we're having that event and I tried to get his band, but that guy's booked out 2-3 years. So anyway, that's great. He's doing that tomorrow.
What instrument does Kevin play? Saxophone?
Everything. No, he plays a clarinet. That guy can play anything, but yeah, clarinet. I told you guys one of his clarinets from Pete Fulton.
Yeah. I know they're probably booked throughout the entire season, throughout the whatever. I don't know who that is.
I know. The way you said, yeah, I'm like, okay, you don't know who he is.
I know. I know
he's booked way out. I mean, I went online because I needed him for an event. It's like, I can't do it.
But I'm just saying, with the draft coming up, if somebody hasn't grabbed them, try to hire them, they better.
Yeah, they better get it now. And maybe that event you talked about that they announced yesterday. Because after I left work here, Goodell and everybody, all the suits were walking over to Schreiber.
Oh, no kidding.
For that event, yes. Some of them stayed at the Northland.
You weren't invited? There was a time.
Those days are over. Man.
There was a time I would have been there.
I know.
Hey, you beasters. There was a time I would have been leading this group.
Yep.
Jim, knowing how radio works and being a star in that fading 5 years and people will be like, Jim Schmidt, who?
I know.
I know.
Sorry about
they're
that.
They're already it's saying, Mino who?
Yeah, but, I know, right?
But it's okay, because on April 23rd, we're doing something cool. Schreiber Foods headquarters right across the street, 50 yards from us. Supper club-themed gala featuring food, drink, Packer players, entertainment, and more. This was right before the draft. It's going to be right across the street. And Civic Media has generously offered to buy 3 tickets for us, right?
But what's cool about this, it's introducing these people from all over the world, really, to come and experience supper clubs.
Yes.
All under one roof here at across the street from Civic.
Because I don't know if they have supper clubs anywhere else, do they? Anymore? But anyway, the only problem, Todd, have you cleared this?
Well, we got to work on the ticket.
What do you
price.
Think?
I think no.
What do you think? This is just all happening right in
tickets.
Front of me.
Yeah. Tickets. $800 a piece.
I mean,
$800 a piece.
I mean, really, what can they do?
$800.
Like, it's not, even if they serve, and supper club food isn't like the best, it's great food, but it's not like the, you know, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can you get
$800 to me is nothing.
Yeah. John, we're not buying a car.
That's more than a lap dance, you know? That's
Whoa, Todd.
I'm just wondering what they're offering at this thing.
Wow.
Oh, I see. That's kind of what I was saying. Like, that's a lot of money.
The
like,
Magic Man, Don Majkowski, will be in our studio in about an hour. Teddy Stefaniak, Heights Pub and Parlor with Kurt Gunn, Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports.
I like the music.
I do too.
Yeah. He's listens.
I like
it.
I like it a lot.
You and I, we just talk.
I like it a lot.
This is great. That was
good work,
concert.
Todd. Back after this. Good night of
feeling. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.